Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, December 31st, 2007. Of course, our very last message prepared for the year 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net. And again today, we want to encourage you. We call today's message using actually the words of a great old hymn classic, He Leadeth Me. The scripture text is John 6, verse 6.
For he himself knew what he would do.
Last night we attended a musical concert that featured Gordy and Marie Barlow. I first came across this musical couple when doing a search for online music to share, as I often do with a message. Since I'm using a search engine, the music I find may be from musicians anywhere in the world. Months ago, I came across a song and really liked the sample of music, so I read about the musicians on their website. In reading the Contact Us page, I found that they lived in a small village only about 3 miles from her home in Maytown, Pennsylvania. Last night, Marie sang a classic old hymn, He Leadeth Me, which in part prompted today's final encouragement message for 2007. Early in my Christian life, I benefited from a small devotional booklet titled From Day to Day by Frank Gabellin, who is now with the Lord. In fact, Brooksine and I read this together. This book has influenced the style in which I write each daily encouragement, probably more than any single work. I also often allude to the still very available booklet, Our Daily Bread, but as a single book, I would have this book probably at the top. Well, I still have the book, or rather frayed hardcover. Essentially, Dr. Gabellin, and I'm not even sure how to pronounce his name, just had a real knack for taking a portion of a verse that we may tend to overlook in our Bible reading, and then further expound upon it. Today, I want to use an example of his writing that has blessed me, and is so pertinent to our own experience in walking with the Lord by faith, and especially as we round out a year and approach a new one. He's commenting here, and Brooksine will read the quote, For he himself knew what he would do, our daily text.
These are his words. When the Lord Jesus asked Philip how bread might be secured for the hungry crowd, it was important for him to test the faith of Philip, important not for himself, but for Philip's sake, that he might have a lesson in the infinite resources of the Lord. For he himself knew what he would do. This is always true of our Lord. There is comfort in the fact that he can never be taken by surprise. Though the circumstances of our lives sometimes seem planless when they are in Christ's control, we may be sure that our Lord knows what he is doing. To really trust such a master really means security from worry and concern. Christ indeed knows his business. Ours is the responsibility of obeying his commands.
And that ends the portion by Frank Gabellin there. Well, as we seek to apply today's verse in our own lives, what a joy and comfort to know that the eternal Christ, who does not change. I have a V in there I shouldn't have in there. That the eternal Christ does not change. I'm sorry. He knows exactly what he is doing and how he is going to do it. We become the wiser as we learn to trust his plan instead of our own. We may make our plans, but God has the last word. 16:1 of Proverbs says in today's English version. That's a proverb Brooksine memorized many years ago that instills peace, she testifies, in her heart when God seems rather silent while seeking his direction about a matter. I'm comforted in knowing that he overrules my plans, even those with good intentions, for the greater good of my Christian walk when I submit all my plans to his management.
Well, today is both a time of reflection and a time of anticipation. We can testify that God has led us and are assured that he will continue to lead us. But the phrase, he leadeth me, is in the present tense, and that can be our declaration. Stephen and I realize that the coming year will certainly bring challenges in various ways, as it always does. We find great assurance that indeed our Lord knows what he will do. and we cling to this complimentary promise from the Psalms. 138, verse 8, the Lord will fulfill his purpose for me. And that is true for each dear child of God, including you.
Let me share the words to that hymn. I'm not going to sing it. It's a great classic. He leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
Let's pray together. Father, we want to be your faithful follower as you fulfill your purpose for our lives. The psalmist traced your hand to the secret place where all your ordained plans were written for his life, even before he drew his first breath. We too can trace your hand in the origin of our birth, right up to the present day, in which we close out another year. You have ordained the trials, the victories, the losses, the gains, and all the paths laid out for us even before we were conceived in our mother's womb. We trust you for the days ahead and new year that lies before us, that you will supply needed wisdom and staying power for the challenges that are certain to come, as they did for Moses, Daniel, Paul, and so many other believers throughout the centuries and in our present day. We will not fear or dread the future, since it is through eyes of faith that we see the victory ahead.
Amen. May God grant each podcast listener those eyes of faith to see that victory ahead. That's where the assurance is through Christ. Well, thanks for joining us today. Again, this is the Message Prepared, the final day of 2007. There will be those of you that will listen to the message today as we prepare it, but we know the nature of the podcast is on through the coming days and weeks. We'll have listeners, and the neat thing about scriptural truth, it's true every day. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a photo up on the site today of a beautiful farmhouse just south of Mount Joy where we live. We had some snow last night, and it prompted the memory of taking this picture. It's not one taken this morning. We also have several songs links up, including the musicians we mentioned today in the first paragraph, Gordy and Marie Barlow, and we have their music from their site. Unfortunately, they don't give the full version on their site, more of a clip, but it still gives you a pretty good idea of how quality they are. I have that same song, though, up with two full versions. In fact, it's playing in one of them, an instrumental version, in the background of today's podcast. We also want to acknowledge today would have been, or I have struggled with how to word it, it really is my mom's 87th birthday, because we believe she is, even though she doesn't live on this side. She's now with the Lord. How she enjoyed her birthday.
And instead of being very old, she is very young now.
Yeah, in eternity, she's only 2 years old, a little over 2 years old. Yeah, you follow what I mean?
No.
Well,
oh, 2 years.
Yeah, I don't know how time will work in eternity. Well, we are a married couple, and we prepare these messages together. It's our unique niche in ministry. We also serve as corporate chaplains to local companies in our area. We also serve in various ways in nursing homes and other forms of ministry. And it's a real joy to hopefully challenge our podcast listeners today to serve the Lord faithfully. Once again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Have a blessed, blessed, fruitful, Christ-filled new year as you continue to serve the Lord faithfully.